Groove Jet, If This Ain't Love by Spiller takes us to 23 minutes to 4, which is the time of day we want to talk about you potentially becoming a billionaire. There's a man who's charted a course for you to do that, and he's not just anyone, he's someone who has an experience of going from a rather ignominious place in business, just starting with virtually no capital, if not none at all, and then becoming a venture capitalist, investing in medium-sized businesses, developing them, growing them into larger businesses at high speed. A macro optimist, they call him. He's one of the founders of Stocks and Strauss Investment. He holds a Bachelor of Engineering in Industrial Engineering and an MBA from the University of Stellenbosch. He's not too far away from there right now. He's in Paarl, and his name is Daniel Strauss. He's written a book called The Billionaire Mindset. If you've watched television or listened to the radio anywhere in the country in the last few days, you'll have come across this guy, because the book is big, big news, and we've imported him into Algoa country. How's Paarl today, Daniel Strauss?
It's actually a wonderful day. You should come and say hi sometime.
We would love to. Thanks for the invitation. We'll be there Thursday night with our suitcases. Listen, jokes aside, the reason we'd want to rush over there is because the book has launched. The book is called The Billionaire Mindset. And, you know, someone who's listening to the introduction goes, wow, Daniel Strauss, businessman, you know, partner in this investment firm. He is, venture capitalist. He's all these great things. But talk to us about where you started and where you grew up, because it wasn't like New York City on the stock exchange. Where did you come from?
No, I grew up in Kamloops. It's a very small town in the Northern Cape, close to Upton. And I always just wanted opportunities, because I heard about the children in the big schools who were going overseas and practicing on tartan tracks. And I mean, we did our laps on gravel tracks. So I always just wanted opportunities.
And you pursued them. I mean, you were on those gravel tracks. You didn't do too badly. You were quite a sportsman in your day.
Yeah, but that's some time ago. I think I'm a bit slower now.
Well, listen, you sped up in terms of your investment. You learned a lot of things. But something else I'd like to... So we'll get into the book and the money and those things now. But suffice to say, you live... The one half of your life is in business and investment and all those things. The other half of your life is with the other half of your relationship, who might be known to a lot of people, Rolien Strauss, who was Miss South Africa and Miss World. So the one half of your life is glamour and events and fashion and all of those things. And I suppose in those circumstances, you're Mr. Rolien. And then it comes to business and it comes to investment and it comes to all these things. And then she's Mrs. Daniel. How do you bring these incredibly busy worlds together?
Yeah, so if we're at home, we're just Rolien and Daniel. So we started dating long before she won any competitions and long before my businesses became successful. And I think it was wonderful to walk this journey together and to be part of each other's journeys.
Brilliant, yeah. So you've managed to pursue both of those very different paths and yet stay together, yeah.
And now you are a successful entrepreneur, Daniel, author of the book The Billionaire Mindset and venture capitalist. Briefly explain to us, what is a venture capitalist?
Yeah, so I think if you've ever watched the shows like Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, that's essentially what we do. Mm. Entrepreneurs pitch us their businesses and we either decide to invest in them or not. But we like to see ourselves more as a dolphin pool, because we try to be nice to the people when they pitch to us.
Well, that's good to know. Now, launching to the book, where did the idea of the billionaire mindset come from?
Yeah, to be honest, that title was chosen by the publisher. So I just wrote the book. So my whole idea was that so many entrepreneurs come to us with their businesses and their ideas. And I think South Africa is at least 20 to 30 years behind the rest of the world. We also invest with some venture capital firms from Silicon Valley. Mm. And we need to change the mindsets of these entrepreneurs. But we don't necessarily have the capacity to go and sit with 10 hours with every entrepreneur to teach them. So I thought if I write a book and a critical amount of people read that, then I don't have to spend so much money individually on every person.
Mm.
All right, and when you spend time with these people, what sort of things, if you can, I mean, obviously the book's got a whole lot of information in it, but what's the starting point? I mean, you started without cash. You didn't come from 10 generations of billions. You came from, is it Kaimas? You know what I mean? So how did you start?
Yeah, so in the book I talk about a concept called thinking above the line. So we say there's essentially three levels of thinking in business. The first level is where you think short term, you focus on intermittent revenue and you focus on a specific product and service. Then you go up to level two thinking, where you build systems around these products and services. You take a medium-term view and you look for recurring revenue. And then as we go above the line, you start thinking like a shareholder and a director. We think a long-term, how to create shareholder value or how shareholder value is created, and how do we turn these products, services, and systems into a financial product that is attractive for an investor to buy.
So you start, so this someone who's listening now is on one of those levels. Someone is maybe starting out, they've got an idea, but it's not enough to think of that idea, make the thing, sell the thing, market the thing. There are so many more levels, and like you say, it gets to that line and goes above that line. Now, in terms of this, you had some mentorship. What's the importance of surrounding yourself with people and ideas that are bigger than your knowledge?
Yeah, so if it wasn't for my mentors, I would never have reached any level of success. That's what I believe. I was blessed to get a mentor. I searched in South Africa. I went everywhere, and I couldn't find a mentor to teach me these things. I found a Chinese Malaysian man who was willing to take me under his wing. I traveled around the world for 4 years with him while he taught me exactly how to be a venture capitalist, how to think above the line, and how to think like a billionaire. His whole view is the best way of becoming a billionaire is to create a lot of millionaires, and that's what we're busy with now.
All right. Now, how do we do that?
How do we find the book? Where do we find it? Where can people buy it?
Yeah, so people can follow me at Official Daniel Strauss on Instagram. It's available on Amazon as a Kindle or an ebook, and then it's also available in all leading bookstores across the country.
Brilliant. We wish you all the best as you promote the book and as you create millionaires. I don't think there's a better time in the history of South Africa than now to do that. All the best with your journey. And we're going to be giving away three of those books right here on The Drive this afternoon. Thank you, Daniel, and enjoy the rest of your day in Paarl.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. Have a great day, guys.
We'll see you with our suitcases on Thursday. Open up the grapes. All right, get the book now. Billionaire Mindset, Daniel Strauss. It's available.
This is Algoa FM.
You got to wash with the crocodile in the river. You got to swim with the sharks in the sea.